President Trump has picked former Delta Airlines executive Stephen Dixon to head the Federal Aviation Administration. He would have to be confirmed by the Senate. The FAA is under scrutiny for its decision to certify the Boeing 737 MAX, the plane involved in two crashes in the past 5 months, one in Ethiopia, one off Indonesia. The plane has been grounded around the world. Joining us now is Seth Kaplan, here now's transportation analyst. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Jeremy.
So there hasn't been a permanent administrator at the FAA since early 2018 when Michael Huerta, who was nominated by President Obama, stepped down. What would Stephen Dixon bring to that position?
Delta, an airline with a good operational reputation, a good reputation for safety in particular. Dixon, though, not only a former executive, but a former pilot long before that, started his career in the Air Force, flew lots of different types of jets for Delta, including the older versions of the 737. I don't think most Americans spend a lot of time usually thinking about who the FAA administrator is, but this is a position that obviously will be now under the microscope, and he'll have to be ready for that.
Right. The FAA under a lot of scrutiny for approving Boeing 737 MAX planes in the first place. What's the latest on all of that right now? It seems like there are stories about investigations going on every day now.
Yeah, questions about the certification process. Boeing positioned this as a plane that was an update to the older 737. They've done that a few times over the decades. But another one of those things that I don't think most Americans would have imagined knowing about, that MCAS system, which was obviously a big change to the way the plane flies. Questions about whether this should have been considered just an update. Questions, of course, about whether pilots should have received more extensive training in the way the plane operated. And regulators around the world, you know, in Canada and Europe, sort of looking at that certification process itself right now.
Are people also asking questions about the airlines, which, you know, could have been putting profits before safety when they thought about whether to use those 737 MAX planes? Southwest, United, and American all came out today and said data, not economics, informed their decision.
Yeah, and in the case of an airline, let's say like United in particular, there was so little impact on their operation when the MAX was grounded. They were basically able to replace all the flying. They just had fewer of them than their competitors. You'd think that if they had any questions at all, that it, you know, why wouldn't they have just gone ahead and done this sooner? So from that perspective, you kind of look at their actions in addition to their words. It makes sense that as long as the FAA was telling them the plane was safe to fly, they sort of believed that. But you can certainly understand why other airlines and governments around the world, after that second crash that increasingly looked more and more like the first one, didn't take that same view.
Seth, Airbus has a similar plane. It's called the A320. Has it experienced any of the problems that the 737 MAX has?
Certainly not these kinds of problems. And one kind of technical difference, but it matters here. Airbus made the decision first to put new engines on basically the old airplane. And Boeing defensively decided to do the same thing. The difference was that Airbus didn't have to modify the airframe itself, whereas Boeing, to get the new engines on the old plane, had to make some changes to the 737 itself, to the airframe, put the engine in a slightly different place. That, in turn, led to the need partly for MCAS. And here we are. Hard to say that that's exactly what caused the issue, but more complicated for Boeing than it was for Airbus.
And all those 737 MAXs currently grounded. Seth Kaplan, here now, transportation analyst. Thank you.